Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio this morning announcing a vaccine mandate for all private sector workers in New York City effective December 27th. New York City would be the first city in the nation to try this approach, with anyone who earns a living in the five boroughs forced to get the shot. Mayor made this announcement on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
Mayors, governors, CEOs all over the country use these vaccine mandates, and the more universal they are, the more likely employees will say, okay, it's time, I'm going to do this. Because you can't jump from one industry to another, or one company to another. It's something that needs to be universal to protect all of us.
Not yet clear how the city will go about enforcing this mandate beginning December 27th, just days before Eric Adams becomes mayor. The mayor also saying that he's now requiring kids ages 5 to 11 to show vaccine proof to go into restaurants, gyms, or entertainment venues, just like adults now. And adding that one shot won't be enough anymore. Have to get at least two to be considered vaccinated, according to Mayor de Blasio's new rules. Our Juliet Papa is on the story. She'll have more as it becomes available. Meanwhile, international travel COVID testing rules kicked in at midnight.
Whether vaccinated or not, international travelers coming to America must get a negative COVID result on their test the day before their flight. And this includes U.S. citizens. Tom and his family feel this has all become way too stressful, but, in their opinion, still necessary to travel safely.
Well, I can understand both sides of it. You know, I can understand people being concerned about going overboard, but I think the most important thing now is, because we don't understand the new variant, that we all need to be as safe as possible. And if the vaccine is working, it's a good idea. The vaccination. I wanted my family to be safe. My family has it, so that's our choice, and I think it's good for us to do.
Then there's the business aspect of all this. The airlines are hoping these new restrictions don't lead to a lot of people deciding to cancel their holiday travel plans. They'll get a better feel for that in the days ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here at JFK.
Getting the work week off to a wet and warm start, but could we see snow before the week is out? Let's get the latest live from 1010 Winds AccuWeather meteorologist Dean DeVore.
Good morning, Lane. The heaviest showers and some rumbles are starting to make that trek out of our area and up towards Boston. There could be a leftover shower first thing this morning, but you're right. It's been mild, and we'll get even milder today, surging up into the low 60s. But then some colder air is going to return tomorrow, and a system's going to come through on Wednesday. There could be a few periods of snow or flurries, especially as we go through the afternoon and evening, but with the timing and the temperatures should be above freezing at that point, mid-upper 30s. We're expecting mainly wet roads for the city, maybe some inland spots, a slushy coating to an inch. I'd be most concerned by people going from the city inland and the evening commute to run into a few slick spots. But that's how it looks right now. We'll keep you up to date minute by minute as we go through the next couple of days on New York's weather station, 1010 Win.
Residents of an apartment building on the Lower East Side are concerned about the guy who's been wandering their halls carrying a sword. 1010 Winds newsman Roger Stern with more on that this morning. Roger?
Lane, it happened in a building on the NYCHA Campos 2 development. Channel 7 Eyewitness News reports that this guy showed up with a sword on two different days last week. That's a sound from a Ring doorbell. Derice Huff has a relative in the building and tells the station something's got to be done.
They should have escorted him out the building or had him arrested or put him in an ambulance, because he made it clear that he needs his medication.
Residents say homeless people are often in the building sleeping in stairwells. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds, live on the Lower East Side.
Police looking for the guy who tried to rape a woman in the lobby of a Brighton Beach apartment building. They just released video of this suspect. You can see it at 1010winds.com. Cops say a 45-year-old woman was cornered and assaulted at around 2 Friday morning. She got away but suffered scratches and bruises. And you can also see photos of a guy wanted for threatening to kill a woman on the subway last Monday morning. The Hate Crimes Task Force looking into this one. Happened on a 4 train at 59th and Lex. The guy with the tattoo on the side of his face was holding a wooden dagger when he suddenly started snarling at the woman out of nowhere. The woman was not injured and was even able to snap a photo of the guy. A deadly shooting Sunday night in the Bronx happened in Claremont at around 10:15. A man and a woman sitting in a BMW sedan when they were shot. Police say 21-year-old Sergio Jimenez of East 189th Street was killed. The 18-year-old woman he was with suffered gunshot wounds to the hand and back. A few hours earlier in the Bronx, another fatal shooting. 62-year-old Robert Brown sitting on a park bench in Fordham Manor. Two men approached him for a robbery. One shot him in the head. 3 in the afternoon. No arrests made in either shooting. The Brooklyn Dodger and Mets manager is finally heading into the Baseball Hall of Fame. More from our Mark Renee. Mark?
Yeah, Lane, at long last, the late Gil Hodges was voted in by the Veterans Committee, the man who managed the Miracle Mets in 1969, then talked about it on NBC.
First of all, I would just thank the commissioner for this beautiful trophy, and certainly thank my immediate boss, Mr. John Murphy, and just all the New York Mets, Mrs. Payson, Mr. Grant, and all the directors, and certainly all the wonderful players that we had this year. They've done such an outstanding job, and we must not forget all the beautiful fans that we had in Shea Stadium all year long.
Hodges died of a heart attack in 1972. His widow, Joan, is now 95. And son Gil Jr., in a statement released by the Mets last night, said he's thrilled for his mother, especially given the next vote won't be for 5 years. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Good news at the gas station. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price is finally falling.
We have a drop at the pump nationally. The new gasoline price is $3.46, and it's down 3 cents a gallon from 2 weeks ago. This is the first drop in 14 weeks.
But it is still $1.24 a gallon higher than this time 1 year ago, and we were still stuck in some of the worst days of the pandemic before vaccines were available. Demand was low then and is higher now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.